It's 53 degrees. It's time for cross-exam. Allison, how's that work?
We ask each other three questions, sometimes silly, sometimes serious, always entertaining. Play along with us in the car right now. It's fun to play with your coworkers when you get to work and at the dinner table with the family.
I've been doing this where there's a big stack of cards, and I just pull three out and just sit them here, and then it's fun for me to see what I get. But now as I look at these three cards, I don't know. This may be one of those games where one of us doesn't get picked for anything.
Okay.
Like a bad dodgeball player. So, I mean, I hope that's okay. Or maybe it's good.
Sometimes it's good to not be the one that's picked. I got all of them once.
Yeah,
and
that's
they
right.
were who steals and who lies and who cheats.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe not being picked is the win. Question number one. So, out of Jay Allison and Chelsea, whose cooking would impress Gordon Ramsay? Whose cooking would impress Gordon Ramsay? Uh-huh. Everybody lock in your answer. And there's question number one. Question number two. Who will, of the three of us, when putting their mind to it, climb Mount Everest? Of the three of us, who would, if they put their mind to it, climb Mount Everest?
None of us.
Hey.
So far, none of us is the answer to all of them.
And the third one. Who skips down the street when no one's looking?
Oh.
Okay. Who skips down the street when no one's looking? Now, none not an answer, death not an answer, so you've got to come up with somebody. Here we go. Question number one. Whose cooking would impress Gordon Ramsay? Well, I mean, I had to say me, because if it's my Christmas lasagna, I do think it's pretty good.
You make a Christmas lasagna?
Yeah. I think I told you maybe the first couple of years on the show.
It's so good.
Repeatedly every year.
You put pepperoni in yours, right?
What's that?
You put pepperoni in yours, right?
In one half of it, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to do a thing where we each make a dish that we're good at. And
a morning show potluck?
A morning show potluck. Because
that'd be fun.
My artichoke dip is really good. I think you guys would enjoy it.
All right. We'll add that to the list.
I also put you.
Yeah.
With forgetting about the lasagna, but I assumed you probably did have a few dishes that you make.
Yeah.
Guys tend to be really good cooks. And then there's just, I know what Chelsea and I bring to the table. So
process of elimination, basically.
Kind of.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Listen, I can do some things when I put my mind to it.
Your breakfast balls were good.
Sausage balls.
That's
I can
it.
Make a couple of things, but I'm absolutely picking Jay. He grew up in an Italian family. His mom is a wonderful cook. Like, I'm sure that, you know.
That. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bled into you.
Question number two. Who will climb Mount Everest? Who will climb Mount Everest? Now, I know, listen, I put Allison. Here's why. I feel like if someone told you, you can't climb Mount Everest, you would find a way to get up Mount Everest. Maybe climb is a little bit of a stretch, but
sometimes walk is.
You, Allison Martinick, would find a way to get up Mount Everest. That's just my thought.
So
I picked Allison.
You were probably going to say this and then stopped yourself because you didn't know how it was going to come out. So I'll say it. Out of the three of us, I would be the one that you wouldn't think could even walk to Mount Everest. But I also put me down because when I do set my mind to something, I will somehow, even in this shape, get to the top of that mountain.
Of course you will. That's why I said that. And if I needed someone to negotiate with the person that brings you up to Mount Everest, it would be you.
Absolutely.
Chelsea.
So I said Jay, not because I think you can handle the heights or even
the physical activity.
Really attempt any of that. But I think that you are very powerful when it comes to your mind. And you might be able to get past that.
Okay.
Very powerful in your mind.
My mind would have a hard time getting on the plane to go.
Well.
But you never know. All right. Last question. Who skips down the street when no one's looking? Well, hands down, this is Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yeah. Chelsea?
It for sure is me, and I have done that multiple times. So if you see me, move along.
If she's...
Stay out of her way.
If she's not tripping on uneven sidewalk in South Lyon... She's skipping down the road.
That's right.
That's Cross Exam 100.3 WNIC.